Hi, my name is Brian Higbee, and I would like to welcome you to the City Church Podcast. It is our hope that this podcast will not only bless you, but cause the kingdom of God to grow within you and the world around you. Come on, let's listen in.
I believe the Lord is wanting to touch you in a way that he's never touched you before. Like I told those who came to pray this morning, in order for you to meet God in a way you've never met him before, you're probably going to have to go somewhere you've never gone before. We're expecting God to do something that he's never done before, but we're not willing to move in a way we've never moved before or go a place we've never gone before. We want to maintain our dignity. We want to keep hold of our feeling safe. We want to let God do what he'll do, but I don't want to have to take any risk. I don't want to have to expose myself. I don't want to have to respond in a way that makes me uncomfortable. But I can tell you that every person that ever did anything great on this planet took tremendous risk. Any person that ever obtained something from God that was very different than anyone before them, I can tell you that every cell in their body screamed, "No, don't do that," because our mind doesn't like to feel unsafe or expose ourselves or become vulnerable. But I can promise you this, if you're married, vulnerable is not comfortable. Amen? But if you don't become vulnerable in your marriage just closes off. Right? So I want everyone just stand up with me real quick. The Lord told me this morning that he was going to move in a very different way, in a way that we've never moved before. If you really are just at the end of yourself, if you feel like life's choking you off, you feel like you just don't know which way to turn, and if you just need a very significant touch from God like you've never had before, then you just need to get a little uncomfortable, move out of your seats, and just come down here. If you want God to touch you in a way that he's never touched you before, then just move out of your seat and come down here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All right, now listen. How many that's up here right now, you just feel like you're at the end of yourself? Let me just see your hands. And put your hands back down. How many you're just exhausted? You just, yeah, okay. How many of you just feel like you just can't see? It's like you're trying to swim for the surface to get a breath of air, but you just, it seems like the harder you're swimming to the surface, the tighter the noose is getting around your neck. How many feel that way right now? Okay, you're in the right place because God already identified that. Here's what he saw. Here's what he showed me. Here's what I saw. I saw you trying to swim to the surface, but the enemy put a noose around your neck tied to a weight. And the harder you try to swim to the surface, the tighter that noose becomes, and that more that weight is pulling on your neck, choking off life from you. The problem is that God doesn't want us to go up. He wants us to go down. You see, David was called to greatness. How many of you believe God has called you to greatness? Let me see your hands. But how many believe that right now in this place in your life, you're further from greatness than you've ever felt before? Let me see your hands. Welcome to the club. Some of you are going to get freer than you've ever been before. See, in order for David to get to the throne, he had to go through a place called Ziklag. Ziklag was a town in the midst of the Philistines that David left Israel because he felt like an outcast. How many of you feel at times like an outcast? You feel like you don't belong. You feel like you don't quite fit. Yeah. How many feel like you're separated at times from your people? Yeah. Welcome to the club. You say, wait, you don't feel that way, do you? You're the pastor. Last I checked, I put these pants on the same way you did this morning. Come on. Don't form any mental pictures there, please. David would launch out of Ziklag, and he would go and raid other, he would raid the Amalekites and other people. Well, the Amalekites found out where David was. They came and they basically burned his town to the ground, stole his family, stole all his wealth, and all his mighty men that were with him, and all their families as well, and all of their wealth, and the Amalekites left. David comes back from a raid with his mighty men and finds his town totally burned to the ground. So he's separated from his people. He's further from his call than he's ever been. Listen to me. Don't miss this. He's further from his call than he's ever been in his life. He's completely destitute. He has no wealth. And then he hears his own men talking about stoning him and killing him because of bad leadership. Now, David could have done one of two things. He could have defended himself. He could have tried to swim upward. But that's not what he did. He went down. He got down in the ashes of Ziklag. It says he knelt in the ashes. You don't eat the ashes, but you got to embrace them. And so what I want you to do right now, and if you need to get a chair or need to sit up here on the altar or kneel down wherever you're at right now, but I suggest you just get down in the ashes of life. And here's what I want you to do. Here's what David did. It said he spoke of the goodness of God. He didn't talk about what God was doing good for him. He just spoke about the goodness of God, that how good God is. See, what this is you humbling yourself. This is you getting lower. This is you becoming childlike. Because you don't got any solutions. You can't work the problem. You're in a place right now where you don't have the answers. Just bring that real low, please. So here's what I want you to just close your eyes. And I want you to just whisper to God, I got no answers. I'm further from the call that's on my life than I've ever been before. you've spoken out great things over my life and I don't see them. You promised that you would provide and I don't even see provision. You promised me safety and I don't feel safe. But that doesn't change who you are. My perception does not change who you are. Say that. My perception does not change who you are. For you are good. You are good. And you love. And you love me. You love me big. You've made a way. I just can't see it. And so I kneel in the ashes of my life. Everything around me has burned. There's nothing around me that I can grab hold of and even comfort myself with. But you are good. And if my life would end here right now, you are still good. You are always good. And you are full of love. And you will save mankind. And you will save me. Even as I kneel in these ashes, you will show me your solutions. Even though I can't see them or hear them yet, you will show them to me. You will provide for my needs. Even though I can't see any provision, you will protect me. You will protect me. You will protect me, even though I feel unsafe. I take my eyes off of me, off of my problems. I'm going to stop boo-hooing about me, about my situation. I'm just going to start talking about you. I'm going to tell the ashes that my God provides me a mansion. Oh, ashes, you can scream out if you want to and say, this is what happens to your home. But my God provides me a home that's eternal, that's immune to fire. Just put your eyes on God right now. Say, God, you are good. You are always good. You always protect me, even when I don't feel protected. You always provide for me, even though I don't feel provided for. Because the truth is, you are who you are. Regardless of how I feel, so Lord, I sit here in these ashes, and I declare that you are good. And David sat in those ashes, and then he, hearing the echoes of his own men that wanted to kill him, he begins to speak of the goodness of God in the land of the living, and then he calls for the priest. See, what you need to do right now is you need to call on the priest that's on the inside of you. And you need to ask the Lord this question. Lord, do I go back and get everything that was stolen from me? Go ahead, ask him. Lord, do I go back and get everything that was stolen from me? And it says that David consulted the priests. He said, bring the Urim and the Thummim. It was these two devices that the priest wore in his priestly vest, and they would use to determine a yes or no from the Lord. And the Lord said, yes, go and get everything. Rise up and get everything. And it said that David rose up from the ashes, and he went from being a victim. He went from the enemy beating him senseless. He went from everything being destroyed. And it says that he rose up out of those ashes. And he attacked, and his mighty men attacked the Amalekites. And you know what it says? It says that everything that the Amalekites stole from him was returned to him. Listen to these words. Unharmed. Now, where do you know in those ancient days that a warring army attacked and didn't harm the women and children? But it says that everything was returned. Everything was returned unharmed. So ask the Lord, do I go back and take back everything that's stolen away from me? Hey, listen, David had to make a list. When he went to and found the enemy, and they destroyed the enemy, they had to make a list of everything that was taken, or else that word wouldn't have been true. And so they brought everything back. And you know what happened next? What happened next is David then ascended to the throne of Judah. See, he had to go through Ziklag. He had to reach out to the priest that was near him so he could reign from the throne that was prepared for him. He had to go through the ashes so he could connect the priest to becoming king. So here's what you can do today. If God's telling you to rise up from the ashes and go back and get everything that was stolen, then you're going to be required to make a list of everything that's been stolen, and you go back and you fight for it. Stop asking the Lord to do what he's commanding you to do. And rise up out of the ashes. If the Lord is saying let go of everything of the past, that's okay too. Then rise up out of the ashes and know this, that your obedience to the Lord in the ashes will propel you to the throne that he has prepared for you. And then you conquer from this day forward. But no matter what, you have to rise up. So ask the Lord that. Lord, what do I do? Do I go back and get everything that's been stolen away from me? Or do I let it all go? Either way, Lord, I'm going to follow you because you're always good. And if you want me to let go of that, what you have in front of me is better. If you want me to go back and get it, it's so I can have the very thing that you promised, and that's the best thing for me. But once you discover which way the Lord wants you to go, then rise up and just stand up. But make sure you ask. Know the answer before you get up. Holy Spirit. These are priests. Say that. Say, I'm a priest. I'm a priest of the living God. I ask Holy Spirit what to do, and He just told me that makes me a priest. But I can't stop there. I have to take what He told me, and I have to ascend to the throne, and I have to become the king under the King of Kings that He called me to be. And I have to take everything. I have to stop being a victim and take everything that God has for me, whether it's from my past or in my future. I'm called as a priest and a king. A priest and a king. I am called as a priest and a king. Do you hear that, devil? You're not dealing with a victim. You're dealing with a priest and a king. If you come against me, you're coming after a representative of the priestly order of God. You're coming after a king under the King of Kings. You're coming after a child of God. I refuse to allow you any longer to make me a victim. I choose no longer to submit to what happens to me. But I ask that the Lord would show me, as often as I seek Him, whether I let go or whether I attack, whether I go after what was in the past or go after what was in my future. But devil, make no mistake, I'm coming after it. I am coming after it. I no longer allow the enemy to make me a victim. For I'm a priest. I'm a king. I'm a child of God. Just lift your hands up. I'm telling you, I see you right now with your hands lifted up. And the reason you have to lift your hands up, because He's slipping two robes on you. Some of you, like you never really have functioned as a priest. Some of you, the enemy has taken the priestly robe from you. I know I've talked to some people recently, you've not been able to hear God. That's okay, that's by design. It was filthy. You wore it long enough. I've got this one fleece shirt that I wear with a t-shirt underneath it in the mornings. When I first get up, I put it on. I looked at it today and I'm like, that thing's filthy. I need to get that thing in the wash. The problem is we wear our robe too long and we don't get the new robe. God wants to give you a new robe, so just hands up right now. Just hands up. Put them up real high. Makes it easier for that angel to slip it on. Just keep your hands up and watch that robe fall on you, the priestly robe. Just say, I received the priestly robe. It's beautiful. It's like that pearl kind of look. It's almost shimmering, and it comes down on you. But He said, don't stop there. See, that's your undergarment. That's where you go first. You always seek the Lord first. Before you rule on the earth, you rule from heaven. Now put your hands up one more time. And there's a heavier robe that's coming. It's beautiful. It's red. It's got gold trim. It's a kingly robe. And just watch as He slips that down over you. That's the outer garment. That's the one the world needs to see, where you're ruling and reigning. Sometimes the best ruling you can do is ruling you. Before you try to rule anything else, you've got to rule yourself. But make no mistake, it won't end there. Some of you will learn how to speak to the winds and the rain. Some of you will learn how to speak to finances. Some of you will learn how to speak to the human body and make it respond. Some of you will learn how to speak to buildings and structures. Some of you will learn how to speak to mines, like underground mines. And some of you will learn how to speak to governments. And some of you will learn how to speak to congregations. And some of you will learn how to speak in worship. Some of you speak in dance. Some of you speak in factories. Some of you speak in teaching. But make no mistake, God formed you to rule and reign. Yep, yep. So this time, lift your hands up like this and give thanks. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Two robes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And all the people of God said, amen, amen. If you believe that God touched you in a way, did something in you, not just going by what I'm saying and trusting what I'm saying, but you actually, you believe it, you feel it, you know that God has been touching you while you're up here, I want you to just wave your hand at me if that's you. You know that. You know that. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Some of you are going to have testimonies of God doing things around you. Bill, you're going to have a surge of Holy Spirit hit you when you hear the negativity coming out of their mouths, and you're going to stop it. You would have normally joined in, but you're going to stop it, and you're going to say, listen, God is in charge. He is very large, and he has got this planet. It is not out of control. It is in his control. And I'm telling you, the atmosphere changes, and it'll move immediately into, what's come on you, man? Well, it's Jesus, and he loves you, and he wants to be in your life too. Well, how do I do that? Well, it's real simple, man. Just pray a prayer. Let me help you right now. And you lead them to Jesus. It's going to happen everywhere. It's going to happen with old people. You're just touching and ministering to and blessing. And instead of feeling helpless and watching them shrivel up and die, you help them graduate. Yeah, buildings will respond. I'm telling you, Sean, you're going to see when you get stuck in the workplace, you're just not going to know what to do, and you're going to ask Holy Spirit, and he's going to just, it's almost like you're unraveling blueprints. Yep, yep, yep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Miss Alice, there's an open heaven over your house. I don't know if you know that or not, but there's an open heaven over your house. And the Lord just loves you. And he is so just in love with you. He loves when you pray, especially when you grab Mark's hand. You say, Mark, come, let's pray. You do that periodically, don't you? Yeah. Okay, come here, come here. Yeah. Mark has a lump right here, okay. Okay.
So he thinks he has cancer.
So he thinks he has cancer, okay. But then he tortures you.
Well, yeah, but he can torture
Yeah.
And then but you know what? I'm okay
because
I know God's with me.
Yep.
And I keep turning and turning.
That's okay, but here's all you got to do. Here's all you got to do. Come here. Put your hand right here. Where's that lump at? Good. Put your hand right there. Yeah, you just go like that. And you say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Cancer, you can't live in this man. I'm his mother. I take authority over it in Jesus' name. and you command it. You command that cancer to do one of two things. Either turn back to natural, good, and healthy cells or die. You got a choice, one of or the other. You do that. That's powerful. Oof. Yeah. Yeah, until he has the other stuff taken care of, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, come on. He's got a holy terror for a mother. Where you can speak more. What God did today is going to help you speak more. Amen. 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 Anyone else want to testify? Yeah, go ahead. Your broken heart?
And my feelings.
Mended your broken heart?
No. Mended my broken heart.
He's mended your broken heart. And he's giving you a new beginning.
And it's going to grow bigger.
And it's going to grow bigger and better.
Stronger.
Stronger. Come on.
Fearlessly.
How many believe that? Bang your hands together. Yeah. Come on. Anybody else? Yep. You had a vision. Wait, can we just get a mic? Rather than me repeat all this, I'm probably getting it wrong anyway. Where's the usher mic at? Lamont's got it. Is it on? Okay. Go ahead, just talk into it.
So, I had a vision of, well, for weeks I've been hearing, like, ocean sounds from when I told you.
Yeah, you can sit down. Go ahead. You can leave us up here by ourselves. It's no problem.
Yeah. I've been hearing ocean sounds from the worship team, and today I had a vision of, City Church was sitting on the sidelines on the shore of the ocean, and
go ahead, it's on.
I seen Jesus in the middle of the ocean, and he just reached out his hand. His hand was like so big that it grabbed all of our hands at one time, and then we just walked out on the water with him, and the waves calmed. That was my vision.
There you go. Amen. Amen. Somebody understand what that means? Do you understand what that means? Is that why you're up here with the mic?
No.
Oh, okay. Wait, stay here. Who heard that vision and understood what it meant? We'll pause here for a minute. So if I understand right, where's she at? Yeah, there she is. So Jesus was out in the middle of the ocean, right? We went out to meet him. And what happened? The waves stopped? Got real calm. Okay. Okay, does anyone recall a story like that in the Word of God? Yeah, what is the story? I mean, it's real. It really happened. It's historic, but what is that story about the what? The winds and the waves. They're in a boat, right? They're going across the water. The winds kick up. It says a contrary wind, and the winds kick up, and these are fishermen, professional fishermen. They think they're going to sink. They're afraid. They're screaming like, you know, little schoolgirls, right? Right? Yes? Okay, and what happens? Jesus stands up. He speaks to the winds and the waves, and they become perfectly calm, right? So how does that apply? You want to let, when you can, Scripture interpret visions and dreams, okay? So how would that apply? That we are going out in the midst. We walked out on the water. Is that right? Oh, come on, somebody. Peter only took a few steps. We walked the whole way. We went out with Jesus, it became calm. You know what that means? What you just did right here, right now, is coming to pass, because he stepped up as a son of God, a king and a priest. He spoke to the winds and waves, and they obeyed. He heard from heaven, and then he released it on the earth. That's what you're going to do. You're going to change the winds and the waves to calm waters. Look, in the past, you've learned how to navigate through the storms. But now it's time. You learned what you needed to learn to navigate through the storms. Now it's time to speak to the storms and command them to be calm. If that's you, just put your hand up. You say, that's me. I want to do that. I want to speak to the storms. Yeah, come on. Come on. You didn't put your hand up? Okay. All right. You got anything? You sure? You're not sure? Okay. All right. You can put that away. Yeah. All right. Who's up next? Are you up next, Lamont? All right. Would you welcome Lamont Amos? This is one of my spiritual sons. Doesn't he look like his dad? Come on. He says that first. He said that first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not that good looking. Come on, somebody. Welcome Lamont right now. Come on.
Kids, you're dismissed to kids' church. There are four ways. I'm Lamont Amos, by the way, again. And I am taking up.
It's 11:30. There's no sense us dismissing kids. I didn't know it was that late.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
Go
ahead. Go ahead. Do what you're going to do.
Okay. There are four ways to give tithes and offerings. www.citychurch.us. At the kiosk, at the bookstore, the Secure Give app on your smartphone, and also the envelopes at the seats. The ushers will collect those. Would you please stand for the tithes and offering declaration? Lord, we present to you today our tithes and offerings, your kingdom plan and provision. Offering according to the heart with which it was given. Amen. And now Jessica Stewart for announcements.
Good morning. I am Jessica Stewart. I'm part of the staff and servant leadership team here. Hey, this Thursday is the National Day of Prayer, so we will be having a service with all of the churches. KAMA is hosting a service down at Veterans Park, which is right beside City Hall. It's the little area right beside the building there. That will be from 12 to 1 this Thursday. We ask that you join us if you're available. Come down and be a part of that. It's such an honor that we can get together as the body and pray for our nation. And along with that, we will not be having Pray the Region prayer Thursday evening because of the prayer meeting that day. We want to make it a priority that we join with the other churches in the city, and we get together with them and pray. So no meeting Thursday night, but we will meet for the National Day of Prayer Thursday at noon. Would you welcome back up Pastor Brian?
All right. Yep. Now, can you have kids' church? You can if you want to. I don't care. Yeah, you can go have kids' church. We're leaving, but, you know, you can go have kids' church. Parents, you're welcome to leave your children here for the whole day with the kids' church teachers. Lee's like, Pastor Brian, not only will I resign, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. And then see if you have enough faith to raise me from the dead. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. Phew. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I apologize, but the gentleman in the very back, right beside you, Heather, to your right, I'm. Tell me your first name again.
Greg.
I'm sorry. I didn't remember, and I should have. Can I share something with you? The Lord just showed me about you. Is that okay? Kind of putting you on the spot. It's hard to say no, but you know, I saw you You ride a motorcycle, don't you? You did at one time? No. I saw you on a motorcycle. It was a really cool motorcycle, too. Yeah. It's time to get it. Come on. I saw you on a motorcycle. It was a Harley. Is that what you want? Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a Harley. It was a nice one. It was like a street glide or road glide, one of those, real sleek looking. Cool. But it was interesting. It had a scabbard right here, right in front of and it had it somehow connected correctly. A scabbard's a thing that holds a shotgun or rifle. And I saw you at times going just down the road and you seeing something that was contrary to God. Call it a conversation you saw people having. And I saw you, and this is, of course, not a literal shotgun. But I saw him pull out the shotgun and just go, and it blasted that wrong talk, just shut it down and reversed it. It was like you saw a conversation, and because you were received well, and you were received as powerful, when you spoke, they listened, and it just kind of did away with that. Like I heard something like them talking about some kind of political, you know, position that was contrary to God's will, and you go, no. This is actually what the Word of God says, and they all raise their eyebrows because, wait, why are you quoting the Word of God? But they'll find out that you're much more of a man of God than what they're aware of. But it's time to get that bike. We'll go riding if you do, okay? All right. So pray I get my bike fixed right now, okay? All right. Yeah. Come on, you'll ride with him. Absolutely. Thomas, you're in a brand new season. This is a new, I know you just went through a lot of hard stuff. I've been sitting on this word till you got to today. But I'm telling you, you're in a new season, and you are going to transform. If you do the heavy lifting, then God will do the heavier lifting. But this is a new season for you. This is a new opportunity. You'll step into your calling. You'll step into who you're supposed to be, and you're going to feel right as rain. You haven't felt right as rain for a long, long time. You will feel right as rain. And you'll begin to speak, and things will get in order. Things that were in total chaos will get in order. The enemy's tried to bring a lot of chaos around you and just basically bring destruction in your life. And you're going to learn how to speak the order from the kingdom of God. You're going to take your position as priest, hear what God is saying, and then implement that as your position as king and release it on the earth. And you're going to see the order of God take place. Yeah. Stephen and Brianna. Yeah. Troy and Brianna. Your first one's Stephen, right? See, or second one. He's the second one. Keep having kids, all right. Anyway, Troy and Brianna. That wasn't prophecy. Yeah, yeah. Although now that I think about it, you have, because part of your bloodline, you have the ability. You've been through some tough stuff, and it's not the Lord's caused it, or the Lord has even declared that you would go through tough stuff, but he used the tough stuff, and he is using the tough stuff to bring you as one. And you're learning what being one is. And there's a transformation that's taking place, that if you allow the Lord to individually change you, you'll find that you're married. Listen, I believe this. I believe that if people would work on themselves, their marriage would automatically get in place. That was very free counseling right there. Okay. All right. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All right, here I have one more word that I want to speak, and then I'm going to dismiss you. But here's how I would like to dismiss you. I would like you to find an encouraging word for someone else in this room that is not part of your house. Find an encouraging word for someone else in this room, and as we leave, you go give it to them before you leave, okay? All right, so everybody stand up. I want you to look around. I want you to find someone and say, Lord, how can I encourage them? Look around. Look around. Kids, that includes you. Yeah, even you little kids. Yeah, don't tell me they're too small. Did you ever see them with an iPhone? My 2-year-old grandson, he takes an iPhone, he just starts doing this stuff, and he knows what he's doing. I'm too proud to go to a 2-year-old to figure out how to do that stuff. I'm just telling you right now. Sean. God's kept you in a place of, he's kept you from many, many evil things that those around you walk in. And he's done that for a reason. It's so you don't have to unlearn those things, because he's going to take you into a season where you're going to learn really fast in the kingdom of God. You're going to catch things. You're going to know things. You're going to minister things. And it's yet to be seen the level of authority that you can walk in. May I suggest to you that the sky is the limit. It'll only be limited by your desire to pursue God. But I'm telling you, as you pursue God, you're going to find there isn't anything you can't accomplish because of who God made you to be, not who your dad formed you to be. He's just been given the privilege of being there alongside you, and he's done some really good things. But like all dads, he doesn't, you know, he'll be the first to tell you that there's some things he's not gotten right. But he loves you, and he's going to be there alongside you. And he's going to cheer you harder than anyone else. You watch his, what you would call on your, I didn't do that, there it is. His on your case is going to change to encouraging you and cheering you on. The only reason he's ever been on your case is because he just loves you. He just wants to see good things out of your life. You agree with me on that? Just bang your hands together. All right. All right, you got a word for someone? You got an encouraging word? So, Father, bless them and keep them. Make your face to shine on them. Lift up your countenance on them. Fill their mouth with encouraging words for each other. Help them to be this house called City Church now. In Jesus' mighty name, and all the people of God said, amen. City Church, go and be blessed. I'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to the City Church podcast. Listen, if you want to listen to more episodes, you can reach us at www.citychurch.us. And remember that this podcast is listener supported. And so if you would like to donate, go to the City Church website and click on I Give at City Church. And you can find a easy way to give online. Again, this is Brian Higbee. I would like to thank you so much listening to our podcast. I hope you have an amazing and blessed week.